Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusted to us the message of reconciliation.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw the faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, the sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew that they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor even evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say, rise and walk up? But that you may know that the Son of God has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Jesus said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," because Jesus saw his contrition. We have to always have a new heart to meet Jesus. Jesus is always ready to forgive us, but we need to have our trust in him. When we come to the church, just like the paralytic, just expecting something new for us, asking that his renewal of our heart. Jesus is always ready. Important that we have to go before him, our heart open to his love. God is always open his heart for us. Through Sister Faustina, he taught us always we trust in his love. Jesus saw that we do not trust enough in his divine love. So let us start from today of this simple word of prayer that says for us, revealing to us, Jesus, we trust in you. We need to open our heart and let God's love fill our heart. Thank you, Jesus.